Slacker and Steve on demand.
Discovered something new about my partner.
All right, this is what?
There's a story out that if you're a woman who loves those Hallmark holiday movies.
If you're a person. It didn't say woman, did it?
It did. If you're a woman who loves those Hallmark holiday movies and you're struggling to get your man to get interested in them.
Oh.
Because they're so...
What are they? Well, these are what again?
Mm-hmm. You can pretend this isn't happening, but we're already live.
Okay.
So there's no way to stop this train, this snowball, whatever metaphor you'd like to use. It's rolling downhill. It's cruising down the tracks. You're screwed. If you want your significant other to watch these shows with you, someone has invented a drinking game.
Oh, fun.
For your reluctant husband,
for the
boyfriend.
Hallmark Christmas, the holiday movies.
Yes. So we were about to talk about it on the air, and then Steve, my partner of many, many years, comes in and goes, oh, yeah, me and Sam Hill, the music director of the radio station, you know, we have the same, we love the same Hallmark movies. And
okay,
I'm like,
that's not
you
how,
what?
Okay.
You what? I can honestly say I have never, and I'm not trying to be all butch or anything.
Okay, this is not
I have never seen a Hallmark Christmas movie ever.
Oh, you?
I haven't.
By accident, your wife was probably had one.
No, I don't. I can honestly say I wouldn't know what channel Hallmark stuff is on.
It's the Hallmark Channel.
Okay, I don't know where that is. I know where like four channels are. I mean, okay, so I have DirecTV, so I know 501 and up is HBO and Beyond. I know 206 is ESPN, and then I know 9 News. Other than that, I don't know where anything is. So you can try to pigeonhole me, but you could hold a gun to my head and say, I'm going to kill you if you don't change it to the channel, and I'm going to be like, I'll help you pull the trigger. I don't know where it is.
I don't know
the channel number
either.
Because you're Xfinity. You're you're talking to your remote.
Exactly.
Xfinity. Make daddy cry.
That's not.
Make daddy cry. And he goes, turning on Hallmark.
It does too. I mean, you're right. Xfinity does
Hallmark,
that. But,
Hallmark no. channel okay. engaged.
Can I please explain
Absolutely
now how this whole
explain
thing is
how
conversation
you and
began.
Sam Hill love the same Hallmark holiday movie.
So our two-headed monster producers, Aaron and T-Hack, they happened to see the same story, and they went off on their own world about these Hallmark things. And
that's not how I remember a counselor, but you can keep going.
And then I remember Sam Hill and I, like a couple of Christmases ago, she happened to mention she kind of likes, she's girly.
You know, can I just stop you real quick?
What?
When you're in the middle of a colossal ass-saving lie, you have tells.
Like,
and your tells are, she happened to mention. Like you try to disengage from like, I wasn't in the conversation. Like you try to make it seem like she was walking by and like, I like this movie, Sam. Like you try to pretend it wasn't a thing where you were like engaged going, oh my God, Sam, that is such a good movie. I agree wholeheartedly.
It wasn't like that at all.
No, you're so full of crap.
She was embarrassed because she's, you know, she goes, I'm girly and I like some of those movies. And she started the plot line on one. I went, wait a second. And I remember the actor that was in it. And I go, is it? I added something to her story. She goes, oh my God, it's the same. Uh-huh. So that's how.
And this is your moment where you're now going to pretend you can't recall any of it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year is the name of the.
Memory's coming back. What?
Why
do you remember it? What's
just
in it?
T-Hack and Aaron were talking about it.
Nice try. All they were doing is saying.
Just sitting over here and I happened to eavesdrop. I wasn't getting all in a tizzy
eavesdrop?
Over.
Eavesdrop? What are you talking? Oh my God.
You're the one who's...
I have never seen one.
Ever?
And I'll tell you this.
Dude, you know what they are?
What?
I'll sum them up real quick.
Do it, I'm
listening
ready.
Listening to T-Hack and Aaron.
Dude, this is my favorite part. Once again, overhearing them in a disconnected way because I was looking at chainsaws online, looking for parts for my snowblower. I was thinking about boring it out this weekend.
Yes.
You are a lying sack of
everything
whatever.
I said,
you know that you watch them. Just admit it, dude.
I didn't say I happened to see you doing the happen to mention. I can sum them up for him pretty much.
Sum them up.
It's always like a widower and their person that they lost. It was usually like military. military, like they were lost in the war.
Okay.
And then she's like driving back to small town to be back in the small town for Christmas, and her car like veers off the road and tow truck guy. It always has to do.
Does she fall in love with tow truck guy or something?
Or later on, their reservations at the Christmas lodge. You know, they had them both like this strange guy over here and this girl, and they have to spend the night.
Star-crossed.
All that type of stuff. Yes, that's a lot of those plots.
Well, I overheard. I literally heard them talk, because I swear on a stack of Bibles, I've never watched even one of them. I heard it's like usually the guy's with a girl who's mean to him, and then the other girl swoops in, and it's okay because she's mean. And it's okay for her to be lonely.
Yes, that's true too. Sums up the whole.
So if I'm going to get involved, if I'm going to come over to your house,
I'm not watching.
For It's the Most Wonderful Time or whatever their stupid movie is.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
The Burning Bed, Christmas Time. Here's the drinking game. I'm not going to go through all these, but you can thumbs up, if these things actually happen. They say, if the main character, this is when you take drinks. If the main character has a holiday theme name, like Noel or Holly, or the guy's Nick.
Yes, that's, yep. You're going to get drunk just on that one.
If the main character is a city person that's been transplanted to a small town.
There you go. I knew that one.
There's some sort of magical agreement with an angel or Santa.
I didn't know about
that. Okay, so that must be, you must be more into the more rom-com ones that are the big city coming down to the small town and not the ones that have the mystery magic to them.
Okay.
If the characters are drinking hot cocoa or eggnog.
Oh, you're going to get drunk.
Any of those holiday traditions, they say, you know, as soon as they show the mistletoe on the wall or whatever, or on the ceiling, you're like, oh, when that happens, those are all little drinks. Here's the big one.
Oh, the big drink.
If the cynic of the story, the person who's been the antagonist,
here we go,
is suddenly filled with the holiday spirit, at that moment, you have to slam all that you have left.
Dude, this is the plot line of every one of the facts. I think Kristen Davis, actress, is one that's exactly like that.
Who's Kristen Davis?
She was one of the six Sex in the City actresses.
See how you're fumbling over the name of the movie to try to pretend I've heard about it.
Yes.
It's a movie I've heard other people watch. You are so, just own who you are.
I can't.
Man.
I wish I could own this,
buddy.
So now
that you've mentioned a name, this is the other way you have to take a shot. Take a shot of Candace Cameron Bure. I don't know. I don't know these people. Lacey, and I was going to say Chabert, but they say it's Chabé.
Oh, these are actresses that all appear in the...
Danica McKellar or Lori Loughlin.
These are like the popular,
whenever
Hallmark actors.
Like, yes, they're just on retainer for Hallmark. Yes. They come walking in, it's like,
everyone's
hit a shot.
Drunk.
So the deal is, if you're looking for this, the full game is on Facebook.
I'll be with my chainsaw catalog.
Yeah, Steve's going to be oh my God, this oiling this chainsaw is what's making me cry. It can't be the Hallmark channel. Xfinity, turn it off.
Slacker and Steve.